Now I'd like to speak in just four verses mainly, and the first one is 1 Samuel 12 and 24, and it's a verse that I'm very fond of, and I'll just read that to you. 1 Samuel 12, 24, this was the time when the people asked Samuel for a king, and the Lord, of course, Samuel was angry with them. But the Lord said, look, they haven't rejected you, but rejected me. But go and tell them they'll have their king. And Samuel spoke to them and indeed told them about things and warned them. And that day there was an earthquake, and all to show them that the Lord was displeased with them. But he said these words too in verse 24 of 1 Samuel 12, showing you the goodness and the kindness of the Lord. And Samuel exhorted them, only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he hath done for you. And you know, I was just thinking of these words as we're going out into a new year in a very short time. And only fear the Lord. You know, oftentimes maybe we've been afraid of things in our own lives. When before we were saved, we were maybe afraid of meeting God, not knowing all the consequences, and especially if we knew about heaven and hell, we would have known indeed that if we weren't ready, we would have been going to hell. But you know, this fear isn't a fear like that. It's a reverential fear. It's where we hold him in great respect and great love for what he has done, that holy reverence when we think of him. And that's the fear that we have to have in our hearts toward the Lord. And then he said, you have to serve him in truth with all your heart. You know, we could serve the Lord even be seemingly be very zealous, and yet maybe in ways be hypocritical. But we have to serve him in truth with all our heart. And that's what the Lord demands, and that's what he asks for. And Samuel here encourages the people with all your heart. And you know, going out into the new year, whether you're involved in children's work, whether you're involved in the parents and toddlers, whether you're involved in the outreach and giving out literature around the doors, no matter what you are, maybe you just say, well, I only work in the kitchen for the parents and toddlers. You have to do it from the heart, and it's what the Lord sees. And then there's maybe many things you do that no one else sees, but you do it as unto the Lord. You have to do it as unto him and do it with all your heart. And God sees it, and that's the most important thing. And then he says this in this verse, for consider how great things he hath done for you. We have to do all these things because of what the Lord has done for us. And you know, the Bible says his mercies are new every morning, great is thy faithfulness. And when we consider all the great things that the Lord has done for us, if we even take time even to write down even the blessings, health and strength that he's given us, soundness of mind, a bed to sleep in, a roof over our head, water to drink, food to eat, money in our pocket, transport, and all the blessings that God gives to us. And apart from that, of course, is great salvation, which is eternal. It'll never end. And God will one day take us, as Dr. Brown said, to be with himself one day. So we have much to be thankful for. And Samuel, of course, led that before the people. So going out into the new year, it's good to remember those things, and hide them in our heart that we might not sin against him. And then Joshua chapter 3 verse 4. Before they were going out over Jordan, Joshua exhorted the people, and here's what he said to them in verse 4, just the latter part of verse 4 of Joshua 3. Well known to many. That you may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way hitherto or previously or before. For ye have not passed this way before. We're going out into a new year, which we have never walked before. And you know, when we arrived at 2020, who could have told us all that was to befall our nation in 2020? I remember saying to somebody, I always notice at the start of a new year, whether a month or two into it, there's always seemed to be some calamity. And 2020, we all know about the virus, we're still living with it, and all the things that happened. But the Lord goes before us. And you know, Joshua told them when they were going over, the priests were to take the Ark of the Covenant, and they were to go before at quite a distance from the people, and the people were to follow them. And he said to them, you haven't gone this way before, and they were to keep their eyes on the Ark, which speaks, of course, of God's presence. And I thought, the distance even, you know, if the Ark was too close to them, those down a wee bit from the, because there's many, many people, mightn't even have seen it. But because it was a distance, quite a lot would have seen it, and then as they got closer. And the wonderful thing is, when the Ark stood upon the priest's shoulders in the middle of Jordan, all the people passed over, and they all saw it, which spoke of God's presence. And you know, the one blessing that we know is this, that when we go into 2021, that the Lord will be there with us. He will be before us. We don't know what the year brings, but we know, as the old hymn says, we don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. And that's important as we go into the new year, to remember that the Lord will be there before us, and he has ordained all things and will bring us through. And then when Joshua, before he entered in to the ark, Joshua, in Deuteronomy 31 verse 8, a most beautiful promise, and I pray that you'll be able to take it to your heart, as he was going to lead the people, these wonderful words, and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Now, isn't that lovely to know that? He it is that doth go before us. So the Lord goes before us. He will be with us. He will not fail us. And then he says, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. So that's encouragement. And you know, you and I have to encourage each other in the Lord. Deuteronomy 31 and 8. And take that promise and hide it in your heart, because it's God's word to his people as we follow him, as we trust him. And the Lord says, surely, isn't it lovely to know he'll go before us? He will be with us. He will not fail us, and neither forsake us. You know, the best of friends can forsake us, maybe in trials and other difficulties, they can leave us, but the Lord will not forsake us. Neither fear not. Isn't that lovely? We often hear that fear not right through the Bible. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And that's good to know. And just the last verse is John 17 and 4. Well known portion too, John 17, where the Lord is praying. And I love this verse, John 17 and 4, and the Lord Jesus, these are dropping like snow. Too many things in the Bible. John 17 and 4 says these words. The Lord Jesus praying to his heavenly Father, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And it's lovely to know that when we go into the new year, that we're resting upon a finished work. The Lord has finished the work that God, his Father, gave him to do. And we can rest, no matter what work we're involved in, Sunday school, the children's work, Monday, Tuesday night, anything to do with the work of God, we know we have a message to give to the people. It's a message of a finished work. They have nothing to do. It has all been done. They have just to trust Christ, repent from their sins, and trust the Savior. But he finished the work. And I think it's lovely, because the Lord Jesus, he hadn't died yet, and that's like John 17, he was going to the cross. But as far as he was concerned, the work was completed. The work was finished. Because he shall, Isaiah tells us, he shall not fail. He couldn't fail. And he must go to the cross and there lay down his life as a ransom. And oh, we thank God that in John 17 and 4, when he said these words, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And we rest this night, coming into a new year, on a finished work. And I pray these few thoughts, and there are a few, will be a blessing to you. And may the Lord bless you too in 2021. Amen.